Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful, kindle in them the fire of thy love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, this morning we were talking about the Holy Ghost. And one day you remembered that ghost is just an old word for spirit, and from the German. And the spirit, of course, is a being, a person, whom we do not see. And we remembered our guardian angels. We have them, we don't see them. And we have them since we were born. But the Holy Ghost is coming to you in a special way, you confirmation children, on Saturday, the day of your becoming the soldiers of Christ. Now, today, as it happens, we have a saint who comes from who converted the same country as the word Holy Ghost came from the Germans. Originally, you see, children, many of these countries were made up of tribes, and the tribes were kind of on the wild side. They were a little sort of like barbarians, and they had to have missionaries, holy priests and monks, who came to them to preach to them, teach them their catechism, and baptize them. Saint Boniface, today's saint, is a saint who left his home and he went to Germany, across the water, back to Europe, and there he baptized and converted thousands of people who were sort of barbarian Germans, really, and he made them be civilized and good and behave themselves and to be good Christians and soldiers of Jesus Christ. This is his story. His name was Wilfred when he was baptized, and that's a German name too. Well, when he was a boy once, there were a couple of priests, missionaries, or monks, who stayed at his house. And the children received permission to stay up late that night and to listen to him and to them. And these missionaries told wonderful stories about their travels and about their troubles and how they were able to convert the Germans. And he thought to himself, "Dear Lord, if it's your will, when I grow up, I want to be a monk and a missionary too, and to convert the Germans." Because they were his people. They were from that country originally. Only the Germans came to England, and they took over the country, and then the Pope sent some missionaries to them, and they got to be Catholics. And then they thought, well, we have to go back to our original people, way over in the old country of Germany, and we have to help them out. So that is what St. Wilfred did as a young man. And he became a monk, and he was very holy and very studious, but he was always thinking, "Dear Lord, if I could go and be a missionary in another country, I'd sure like to." Well, when the old abbot in charge of the monastery died, they thought, everyone did, that he would be the next monk in charge, the abbot. But instead, he took advantage of things to be able to go to Europe, to the old country, and to be a missionary. And he wanted to with all of his heart and soul. And there was an old missionary bishop there named St. Willibrord, and he helped him out for a few months. He did his best, he and a companion of his. Except they didn't have enough training, and they didn't really know what they should be doing. And then the politicians were having a war, and the war kind of got in the way, and no one wanted to be a Catholic all of a sudden, and so he was not successful. So he went back to his monastery, and he prayed it over and thought, and the next time he got his chance, he did it the right way. What's the right way to do something, children? Even if you want to do something good, you should always ask for permission. And that's what he did. He went to see the Pope. We were talking a little bit about the Pope today with Matthias, how we don't actually have a real Catholic Pope, and we haven't had a Pope for a long, long, long time. Because if you have a Pope, then you have to go, he's called the Holy Father, and you have to do what he says. Some people don't understand that, but that's the truth of the matter. Well, back then, they were blessed. They had a real pope in Rome. So he asked for permission, St. Boniface did. He went all the way down to Rome. It was a long trip. And he said, "Holy Father, may I please have permission to be a missionary in Europe. And the Holy Father could see he was a very good holy monk, and he gave him permission, and he gave him a new name. I think he had a hard time pronouncing Wilfrid, because for Italians it was hard to say German names. So he said, I'll give you a nice Latin name instead. From now on, you'll be known as Boniface. And Boniface in Latin means somebody who does good. And that's what he did. He did good for the rest of his life. And the Pope, furthermore, consecrated him to be a traveling bishop, to go from one place to another, just as our bishops are today, to preach and to give out the sacraments. So he went to Germany, and there he preached, children. He made thousands of conversions. And he built monasteries and churches. And then he went to what is today France. And there, too, he did the same thing, and he got Catholics who didn't know their faith to learn it better, and he got priests who weren't being so good to behave themselves and to be very good priests, and he just helped everyone out for his whole life long. He really converted not only France, but even Germany. He was a great apostle of Europe, Saint Boniface. When he did so, he had the Holy Ghost. He had been confirmed. Because remember, children, who gives you the Holy Ghost? The bishop. So he had the Holy Ghost himself, because you can't give what you don't have. He was very brave. Remember, the Holy Ghost gives us the gift of fortitude. He makes us to be brave so that even if we get slapped for our faith, we won't mind it. This is what happened. He was very courageous with the Holy Ghost. So he saw that the Germans were worshiping a tree. We were talking about trees a little bit this morning and about how when a big wind comes, the tree gets bent over and sometimes broken in half. What a silly thing it would be to worship trees, but pagans are that way, children. They have a way of worshiping all sorts of odd things that shouldn't be worshiped. Because who do we worship? God alone, the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. So they worshipped a tree, and this tree they believed was their god called Thor, T-H-O-R, Thor. And they would bring to this tree, which they worshipped, great quantities of food every night, and they would dump it at the foot of the tree. And when they came in the morning, the food was gone. And they pointed that out to St. Boniface, and they said, St. Boniface, look at this. This must be the proof that this is not a tree, it's really our God. And you see, because he eats all this food that we feed him every night. St. Boniface said, harumph, I'll show you. Give me an axe. And all the pagans went, gulp, an axe? What are you going to do with that? He made the sign of the cross. He blessed the axe and the tree. And having prayed to the Holy Ghost, who makes us strong and brave and able to do things, he spit on his hands like this, picked up the axe, and went, clump, crash, with one strike against the trunk of the tree, he felled it, he knocked it over. And all the pagans went, oh, if this bishop could knock over our tree god, he mustn't be a god after all. And that wasn't all. When he knocked over the tree with the axe, what came running out of the tree trunk? Hundreds of mice and rats that were on the inside of this idol tree. And they were the ones who were eating the food every night. Not their pagan god, not at all. So the pagans were able to see with their own eyes that they were worshiping a false god. And they were all converted. And Saint Boniface, to teach them a good lesson, said, all right, now, men, what I want you to do is you take, because where does wood come from, children? From a tree. So you take that wood from that big, big tree, and we're going to make it into planks of wood, to boards. And with those boards, we will build a chapel for the worship of Almighty God. And we'll put this chapel right here on this hill where you foolishly used to worship this false god of Thor. And so they obeyed him, and they did. And after they built the chapel, inside the chapel they went, and they all got baptized and received the Holy Ghost too. So that's one of the wonderful stories of how St. Boniface was able to convert Germany. Now, he still remembered, as sometimes we remember a whole life long, how it was when he was a young priest, and the first time he went to Europe, to the country that's today called Holland, or in the Netherlands, how he tried to be a missionary and how it didn't work, and he wasn't able to make any converts, not until he got permission and the blessing of the Pope in Rome. So at the very end of his life, he was 73 years old, he got permission to try again to convert that country, whereas a young priest, he had not been successful. And so he and his fellow monks got all ready for their trip, and they packed up a boat, and they were able to sail on the boat up certain rivers and to get to where they wanted to go in the country that is today called Holland. There he preached very successfully now. The Holy Ghost was with him, and he made many, many converts. Well, after people are converted and they learn their catechism and they've been baptized, what do they need next? The same thing that you children need, the Holy Ghost. Confirmation. So they had to be converted. And here's the interesting part of the story, children. He was going to confirm them on the same day that you will be confirmed, God willing. The vigil of Pentecost. Vigil means the day before when we say special prayers and do penance. The day before Pentecost, which is Saturday. And so everything was all set up. And they didn't have a church that was big enough for everyone. So back then what they would do is they would make a chapel out of branches. And many people cut down the branches and then they would decorate the branches with fresh flowers. It was very beautiful. They made a big open air chapel with the branches, and they set up a beautiful altar, and everything was ready to go. And Saint Boniface was waiting for the converts to come so they could be confirmed. And he was they had set up like a little tent for him. He was in his tent, and he was reading a holy book and holding it in his hand like this. Well, what happened next? Instead of the converts coming, some barbarians came who weren't Christians, and they were barbarians. All they were looking for was gold, and they murdered people. And so they started to attack the camp, and they pulled their swords out. And the Christians didn't know what to do, and they wanted to fight and to defend their bishop. And Saint Boniface said, "No," he said, "in your patience, you will possess your souls, our Lord says. Our Lord tells us to repay evil with good. Besides," he says, "this would be our chance to be martyrs and go straight to heaven." And so they were all martyred by the pagans, and they went straight to heaven, all of them, because they died for their holy Catholic faith. And instead of the Holy Ghost coming to them, they went home to heaven where the Holy Ghost was waiting for them to take them into heaven. Now, something interesting that happened, children, was that back then, books cost a whole lot of money because they had to be made out of parchment, which was animal skin, and a book cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And it took a monk a whole year to be able to copy out, not a book like this, this is a little book, but I mean a big book like a Bible. It would take them a whole year or longer to copy it out, and they were very beautiful. And so Saint Boniface, being a good monk, was conscious of that. So when the pagan barbarian came at him with the sword, instinctively Saint Boniface held his book up in the air like this so it wouldn't be hit by the sword. And so instead, the sword went right at him, and he died as a martyr. And the book fell on the ground, but nevertheless, the pagan had hit the book a little bit with his sword, and he put a nick in it, and it fell on the ground. Well, the pagans looked all around. Where's the gold? They didn't find any gold. They didn't have any gold. All they had was the relics of the saints that they brought with them and some food for the journey and the things they needed for Mass. They were looking for money, for gold and silver. So they were very angry and disappointed, and they all just rode off. And they didn't care about books because they were barbarians, so they left the books on the ground, and there were three books that the Christians found later, and they preciously saved them. And we still have the books today. And one of the books, they say, you can see the nick that was made by the sword that killed or martyred Saint Boniface. But that's how precious the books were. That was Saint Boniface did that right away to protect the holy book. Children, do you have holy books? I'm sure you do. You've got your catechism book, and you'll probably get a nice missal or prayer book to use for your first communion day. Always take good care of your books. Value them. Never hurt them, don't forget them, and don't misuse them. And never come to Mass without a book. Once you're old enough for your first communion, always bring your prayer book with you and take good care of it, and indeed of all the books that you have, because books are precious. They're a gift from God, and they have learning in it. That's all the Holy Ghost will teach us. So remember, you can't always be in church, but you could always have a book nearby to help you to think holy thoughts and always be learning more about our Lord and his saints. God bless you. And St. Boniface, who's the special day of confirmation, a saint for us, in a special way this year for the Vigil of Pentecost, may he bless you and make you a good, brave soldier of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.